Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of World AIDS Day. For children born HIV positive on the first World AIDS Day, the odds were that they wouldn't live to see the 20th. In fact, a third of them died before reaching their second birthday. But in 1996, highly effective treatments were introduced. Now a new generation of HIV positive children are becoming teenagers. NPR's Elsa Chang recently spent some time with a 14-year-old girl in Washington, D.C., who discovered that living longer with HIV comes with a price.
When you first meet Diana, she seems like a girl who wants to be different. She likes to shout out answers in class. She says she's not afraid to punch boys at school. And she loves to sing.
You keep running me down, telling me, wait. You are the one for me, oh boy.
But she does try to hide one thing that makes her different. Diana has HIV. She's had it since she was born, but it wasn't discovered until she was six. And even then, no one told her she had it. She used to ask her grandmother, Teresa, why she had to swallow a pill every day.
I told her she had a blood problem. She used to have nosebleeds. And that was it. You had to take a medicine.
You believe that?
No.
I mean, I would say, like, my nose bleeds. But, like, I couldn't believe that it was not clicking. Like, it was not clicking. Because my nose was still bleeding when I was on the medicine. So it was not really clicking.
It finally did click when she was almost 12. Diana, who asked that we only use middle names, was in her therapist's office with her grandmother for her weekly counseling session. Out of the blue, her therapist asked if she knew what HIV was and how people got it. When Diana asked why they were suddenly talking about HIV, her therapist and grandmother hesitated.
It was like, should you tell her and that? Like, should I tell her or stuff like that?
Her therapist spoke first. She said Diana's mom was HIV positive, and that's why Diana was too.
I just was thinking, like, wow. Basically, I wasn't thinking, like, okay, well, it's just something else I'll just have to deal with.
Were you scared?
No.
Why not?
Because I had lived that long. I could live longer. So it wasn't nothing to be scared of.
When she talks about it, she has trouble making eye contact. Diana's never actually asked her doctor how long she'll live. And the truth is, no one knows for sure. Everyone born with HIV since the beginning of the epidemic is less than 30 years old. Health experts say they could live a normal lifespan with today's therapies, but it's unknown what side effects a lifetime of those drugs will cause, or whether the drugs can really put off full-blown AIDS forever. And so young people like Diana have to figure out just how to be a teenager while hiding a painful truth.
I'm gonna go out of bounds. I thought you had longer arms.
Every Monday after school, a group of kids who share a secret like Diana's gather at a small house on a quiet residential street in Washington. The place is called Pediatric AIDS HIV Care, but you see a totally different name on the front door.
Hello, who's there?
That's because the center wants to keep its mission private. Some of the kids here still haven't been told they're HIV positive, or that their moms are too.
Just draw something about yourself, introducing yourself to each other.
Maybe inside, the children make art and do homework. The older ones role play how to tell someone they're HIV positive before having sex. They plan for college, and they talk about how to look for jobs. Khadija Tribble is the executive director.
For many years, including our own organization, we hadn't prepared our kids to live. We prepared them to die because it was never assumed that young people would be living to 20 years old.
But surviving into your teen years has a cost. It means living with a stigmatized disease at a time when acceptance is everything. Tribble says most of their kids learn they're HIV positive by the time they're 12 or 13. That's when many of them start thinking about sex and are old enough to understand what it means to have HIV. But Tribble says holding on to the information until the child is almost a teenager can be explosive.
All the things that a young person goes through are just hard in general. And then when you throw this into a mix and someone doesn't have the support systems in place, denial will come up, anger, resentment, fear, shame.
HIV may not have killed these kids, but it's marked them. Even the ones who want to act tough about it, like Diana, who's already had plenty of practice acting tough. She's got a dad who barely speaks to her and a mom who never raised her.
So I don't really care about fitting in. Like some people say, I dress weird. You know, it doesn't really matter.
It does matter. Deanna has built her entire life around secrets. Secrets that'll make her seem more like everyone else. She fibs about the pills people see her take and the doctor's appointments that force her to miss class. And while her friends are thinking about sex, Deanna says she'd rather stay a virgin. This afternoon, her doctor tried to talk to her about safe sex. But safe sex means disclosure, and she has no room for that.
Like the friends that I made, I tried not to get too close to them too quickly. I started testing people a lot more, like just saying things that just was not true and seeing if they would spread it or not, like just seeing if I could trust them.
It's a hard way for anyone to pick friends, much less a freshman in high school. The good news is fewer children now are born with Deanna's burdens. The chance an HIV-positive mother will pass the virus on to her baby is now less than 2%, thanks to improved treatments. Deanna was born just 2 years before those treatments became widely available. But she says she doesn't feel like a victim of bad timing. When you talk to her, she keeps bringing up her future. She says she's going to be a famous R&B singer one day.
I keep trying that you are the one for me. Yeah, boy.
I told Khadija Tribble about Deanna. Here's a girl dreaming big when she doesn't even know how long she'll live or how many health problems she'll have. Would Tribble also tell the kids in her center to dream big like that? She looked right at me and said, absolutely. You live with urgency when you have HIV, precisely because you don't know how long you have to live. Elsa Chang, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.